4 weeks now until the Iowa caucuses, and sitting on top of the Republican field of candidates is the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Gingrich also bests other GOP hopefuls in electability and on how well he's expected to handle the economy. Joining us live is John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and the host of John King USA. John, good morning.
Good morning. What a wacky race. Newt surging in Iowa, and there's a new South Carolina poll out today that shows him leading Romney 2-1, just about 39 to 21%. And so if he can hold this thing together in Iowa, do reasonably well in Romney's state of New Hampshire, this race is, this, in many ways, a lot of people saying Newt has a serious, serious chance to take Romney out.
But what about his electability in a general election?
Well, you know, it's a great one because you've seen the Axelrod crowd from the Obama camp softening up Romney the whole time. They think that, you know, if you look at the polling data today, there's no question Romney's a stronger general election candidate. But how many times have we had conversations on Tuesday mornings where it's Bachman, it's Kane, it's Perry, it's Donald Trump? So I'm not sure I put a lot of faith in polling data today, projecting it forward to next November. But that is an argument you will hear Romney make more and more, that you don't want to send Newt Gingrich into a general election because he has all of this historical baggage. The biggest question among Republicans, especially here in Washington, who know Newt, is can he keep his discipline, or he has this history of, rising to great heights and then blowing himself up.
Yeah, Republicans seemingly are going through the candidates like a deck of cards now. Is there a possibility here that he has risen to the point of, you know, the all that great attention, at which point some of the other candidates have not handled it all very well?
The debates have been outsized in their influence on this race, and he has performed very strongly in the debates. The question now is, if you use a football metaphor, will he fumble the ball or will somebody strip it from him? And you've got 4 weeks to Iowa. I mean, think about where we are. You have the Tea Party stole the election, came from nowhere, gave the Republicans back their House majority, gave all this energy to the grassroots, this anti-Washington, anti-government, anti-spending. And the two leading candidates for the Republican nomination in Gingrich and Romney right now are guys who, sure, they're more conservative than Barack Obama, but they believe in government. They actually see government as an instrument of power. It's at odds, if you will, with the message of 2010, where we are right now in December 2011. So I'm not sure there's not more volatility that the grassroots of the Republican Party won't shake this up once or twice more.
Do you expect changes right after Iowa? Some of the candidates may be dropping out?
That's the fascinating question. If Bachman and Santorum can't prove that they're real in Iowa, you will lose at least one, maybe two candidates after Iowa, and then you get a smaller field in New Hampshire and maybe even a smaller field after that by the time we get to South Carolina. So, you know, 28 days from tonight, the voting starts. In 45 days or so, we're going to have a very good sense of who are the final two or three in the Republican race.
Fascinating the way it plays out. John, thanks so much.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA.